Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Chaf Aleph from a Beis. We're holding on Chaf Aleph from an Aleph by the thin lines, 10 lines up from the thin lines, the two dads, Bayu Minei Rav Huna. So says the Gemara, Bayu Minei Rav Huna, they asked the Shaila from Rav Huna, Hani B'nei Baga, the Ramu Olayu Kimcha, the B'nei Chela, these villagers that the government put upon them the responsibility, they gave them flour and they put on them the responsibility to bake bread for the B'nei Chela, for the army. And it was a Gaish army. So what's the din? Are they allowed to bake the bread on Yom Tov for the Gayim? So Amar Lahu, so Rav Huna said back to them, Chazina, it depends, we have to see. If you could give a loaf of bread to a child and they're not going to get upset, so then we'll say that when you bake the bread, each and every loaf of bread is technically fit for a child, and then it'll be mutter to bake the bread. And if not, then it's going to be usher to bake the bread. But as long as you could give it to your child and they won't get upset, so then it's mutter, that's working with the svara of hayol. Hayol, that you could give it to your child, so it's mutter to bake it. Ask the Gemara of Atanya, is that really true that we say such a hayo? But we learned in the Braisa, Maisa b'shimen atimni, shaloi ba'emesh l'beis ha-medrash. He didn't come one day to the beis medrash, b'shachos, in the morning, and apparently this was the day after Yom Tov. So Matzah Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava found him the next day, and Amar lo, and he said to him, b'nei ma'loi basa emesh l'beis ha-medrash, why didn't you come yesterday on Yom Tov? Why didn't you come to the beis medrash for this year? So Amar Lai, so Shimna Timni said to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Balashas Bali Renu, there was an army that came to our town, Ubik Shalachtif is Kol Yir, and they wanted to take away all of our money. So Vishachatnu Lahem Egel, so we shachted for them in Egel, Vachalnum, we gave them to eat, we bribed them, Upatarnum, Lashalam, and like that, we sent them away in peace, they didn't take our money. So Amar, so that's what I was busy with, that's why I didn't make it to the base medrash. So Amar lo, Yehuda ben Bava said to Shimon HaTimni, Tamea ni amoyatsa scharchem befseidchem. I wonder if you probably lost more than what you actually gained. I mean, you gained all your money, you shechted the ego. And by doing so, you protected all of your money, but in doing so, you also did an iser. Shari Amr Torah, because the Torah says lechem loy loy v'dikay chavim, that you're only allowed to do malacha seichel nefesh for yourself on Yom Tov. You can't do malacha for a guy. So it's true you saved your money, but you really lost out because you did this iser. Now says the Gemara, va'amai, why is it really aser? Hachazi lamecha minei. If Rav Huna is right that we say this svara of hayol, so it should have been mutter for them to cook for the guyim because you have this svara of hayol. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, then no ego trefa havai. It was an ego trefa. It was an ego that was a trefa, and therefore they didn't have the svara of hayol. Well, ask the Gemara, v'chazi leklavim. Well, they still have a hayol because they could have fed the eagle to, they could have shechted it and fed it to the dogs. So says the Gemara Tanahi. That's a machlekas whether or not you're allowed to do malacha for a dog on Yom Tov, or for any animal. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk, when it tells us the Heter Vaychol Nefesh, the Pasuk says, Ach asher yi'ochel l'chol nefesh, hu levadu yasa lechem. Whatever you do for a nefesh, that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov for yourself. So now, mimashma shenemer l'chol nefesh, shameyani afilu nefesh behema b'mashma. So now, says the Braisa, from that which the Pasuk starts off saying, that you could do malachas l'chol nefesh, asher yi'ochel l'chol nefesh, nefesh, so I would have assumed that means even for a behemah you could do malacha, because a behemah is also called a nefesh. Kenyan shenemer, like the pasuk says, umakan nefesh behema yishal menu. So you see, a behemah is called a nefesh. Tamulaymar, the pasuk therefore says that no lachem v'loy leklavim. It says that you could only do malacha lachem for yourselves and not for an animal. So divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that you're not allowed to do malacha for a behemah, and that's what Yehuda ben Bava was assuming when he gave Musar to Shimon HaTimni, and he said that you lost more than what you gained because you didn't have a Sfar of Hayo, and you couldn't even give it to a Behema because you're not allowed to do Malacha for a Behema on Yom Tov. However, says the Gemara that Rabbi Kiva is Cholek. Rabbi Kiva says, no, afilu nefesh behema b'mashma. You're even allowed to do malacha for a behema. Like it says nefesh. Emkin ma'atam olay mar lachem. So what does Rabbi Kiva do with the word lachem? Lachem v'lo lo'ev dikoy chavim. Rabbi Kiva uses lachem just to exclude gayim. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili also uses it to exclude gayim, but he, in addition to that, he says lachem v'loy leklavim. Rabbi Akiva just says lachem v'loy lav dekechavim. He does not exclude behema. Says the Gemara, Umar Reisa, Rabbi says aklavim lahaitzi asayv dekechavim. And what's that in Pshat and Rabbi Akiva? That he's marbe that there's a heter to do malacha for an animal and not for a guy. So says the Gemara, there's a logic to it. Marbe anias haklavim, shem is a nice and alecha, umaitse anias haiv dikachavim, shem is a nice and alecha. There's a logic to it. It makes sense that there should be a heter to do malacha for an animal who's dependent on you, who relies on you. As opposed to a guy, they could technically make their own food, so there's no heter to do malacha for a guy. Amalei Abai le Rabbi Yosef. Abai said to Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who darshins lechem and not leklavim, that you can't do malacha for an animal, so that means lechayra also muksa, you can't do for an animal. So hay sufli lechevasa, hay chishadinu lehu b'yamtif. So these date pits, how are we allowed to move them, which is total muksa, they have no use, how are we allowed to move them and give them to dogs on yamtif? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yosef said back to Abaye, because you have it's not muksa. Hayo v'chazu la'asaka, it's roi for firewood, so it's really not even muksa. Well, says the Gemara, tinach v'yabishta, beretif t'mayika ha'meimar, that's if they're dry, so it's good for fire fuel. But if they're wet, so they wouldn't be good for a fire. So then it is muksa, so how are you allowed to give it to the dogs? Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, chazu la'hesagadol, it's still fit for a big fire. A big fire, even if they're wet, so the fire would dry it out and then use it as fuel, so it's not muksa. Well, says the Gemara, tinech b'yamtif b'shabas ma'ikel ha'meimer. Now we'll explain why on yamtif we're allowed to give these date pits to the animals. But how is it mutter to do it on Shabbos? This is no longer a kasha on Rabbi Yosi Aglili. This is just a kasha. Then how are we allowed to be metaltal the date pits on Shabbos? So metaltal nu agav rifta. So he said that there's a heter to be metaltal with bread. To the Shmuel, like Shmuel said, Amar Shmuel, Ais Adam Kol Tzarka Bepas. That you could do all of your needs by using bread. You can be metaltal by putting it on top of the bread and then be metaltal the bread, and like that, there's no problem of muksa. Now, says the Gemara, this that we say hayo, to allow cooking for a guy on Yamtif, like Rav Huna said in Amud Aleph, upligid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That's not like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, you're allowed to invite over a guest, a guy as a guest on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to invite him as a guest on Yom Tov. And the reason is, it says the Gemara, is because Gzeira Shemi Yarba Bishvilei. On Yom Tov, you can't invite a guy because there's a Gzeira. Maybe you're going to see you don't have enough food and you'll cook extra food just for the guy. So that's Asr to do Mulacha for a guy. And therefore, you're not allowed to even invite a guy over on Yom Tov. So that's not like Rav Huna, who said that you're allowed to cook for a guy when you have this Sfara of Hayo. But now that we mentioned this halacha, so the Gemara just continues, you're not even allowed to invite a guest over, that's a guy, you can't even invite him over on Shabbos. And the reason for that is because of the leftover wine that he's going to have in his cup, which is going to be muksa, and therefore you're not allowed to invite him over, because then you're going to create this problem of muksa, and then maybe someone's going to end up moving it. Yihachi, if so, didanami. Because if so, our own cups also, they become muksa. So it should be chayshish that maybe people will move them if they have the leftover drinks in it. So it says no use. It's disgusting. And so then those should also be muksa. What does this have to do with inviting a guy? Says the Gemara, no, because didan chazal tarnagaylin. Our cups are not muksa because you could always give the extra wine to the tarnagaylin. Well, says the Gemara, did hunami chazal tarnagaylin. Their extra wine also then shouldn't be muksa because you could give it to the tarnagaylin. Says the Gemara, no. Did who isuri ananenu? Their extra wine you can't give to the tarnagaylin because it's not just that it's disgusting; it's that it becomes aser bahana. It's yainesa. So you're not even allowed to give it to the animals. Therefore, it becomes muksa, and therefore you can't invite the guy over. We'll ask the Gemara, so what if it becomes muksa? Vilataltalinu agav kasa. You're carrying it through the cup, and if you're carrying it through the cup by holding up the cup, so then there's no problems. To hold up a cup that has muksa inside of it, the muksa is bottled to the cup. Mila yama Rava, didn't Rava tell us, metatlin kanuna agav kitme, that you're allowed to pick up a kli that has in it kitme, that has in it ashes that you plan on using to clean up a mess, afagavdi gale shivri etzim, even though there's also muksa in it, the shivri etzim, which are muksa. So you see, you're allowed to pick up a kli that has muksa if you're doing it for the non-muksa. So here too also, you could pick up the cup, yeah, and you're doing it for the cup. And who cares if there's muksa inside of it? Says the Gemara, no. You can't compare this to the case of the kanuna, because hasam lavi suri hananenu. Over there, the etzim aren't asur bana; they're just not right for anything. But hacha isuri hananenu. But over here, the wine, it's isuri hanan. It's yayin nesach. So that's more muksa. And there, we don't even say that you could pick it up with the cup by the wood on Shabbos, where it has no use. You can pick it up through the kanuna. But this wine, you're not even allowed to pick up through the cup. Amr le Rav Acha midifti l'Ravina. He has another kasha. Okay, fine, so let it be muksa. And let it be even that you can't pick it up with the cup. But there should be another heter to move it off the table. Because it's something that's disturbing, that's gross, that's sitting on the table. So the halacha is you're letting move it. It's a graf shal ri'i. So Amar Lei, so he said back to him, are you allowed to make a graf shal ri'i? That's the halacha is if you have a graf shal ri'i, so you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. But you can't make a graf shal ri'i l'chatchila, and therefore you're not allowed to invite the guy over. Even on Shabbos. Ad bre ravel lemar shmuel v'darash. And he darshened that mizamnin es anachri b'shabbos, like the Tanakama, he said, like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that you are allowed to invite nachri guests over for Shabbos. And I guess he held that no, the wine, even though it's isuri ana, you are allowed to move it when through the cup. Ve'ein mizamnin es anachri b'yamtiv. However, he still said that you can't invite a guest on yamtiv, and that's because of, like we spoke at before, gzeir shemiyarbe b'shvilai, that you might end up making extra food for the guy. Maremer Marzutra Kiava Miklulu Nachir Biyamtif. Maremer Marzutra, anytime they had a guy that came over on his own, not that they invited him, Chas v'Shalom, but the guy came over on his own on Yamtif, so Amrule, they would tell him, Inichalcha b'mayde tarichna, b'mayde tarichalan, motav. If you're satisfied with that which we already troubled for ourselves, with that which we already cooked, so then great, you could come over and you could be our guest. V'ilay but if now we can't do anything more for you, we can't cook anything more for you, and by making this proclamation and the fact that they didn't invite the guest over, the guest just came on his own, so they held that then there was no problem to give the guest food, to give the guy some food. The only problem is to invite a guy over. But a guy who comes over on his own, so then I guess the pshat is then there's no pressure. There's no pressure to specifically have food for him, and therefore there's no chashash that you'll end up cooking for him. Says the Mishnah, Veshami Aimrim L'yachim Adam Chamin L'raglav Elam Kain Ru'yin L'shtia. You're not allowed to heat up water on Yamtif just to wash your feet, only if it's Roy L'shtia, if you're planning on drinking it. Ubeisil Matirin, whereas Beisil says that no, you're even allowed to heat up water to wash your feet, that's also included in the heter of Eichol Nefesh. And then the Mishnah concludes that Aisa Adam Maduro Mischamim Kenegdo, that a person is allowed to make a big fire on Yamtif in order just to use it as heat. They didn't have heaters back then, so the way you got heat, you made a fire, and you stood by the fire, you got heat. So the Mishnah says you're allowed to do that. Now says the Gemara Yibailu, Hai Madura Man Ketanila. Who is the Tana of the Seif of this Mishnah which says that you're allowed to make this Madura? Do we say Divrei Akoli, that it's according to everybody? Even Beis Shammai agrees that it's mutter. Ah, Beis Shammai asked heating up water to wash your feet. V'shani lu, Beis Shammai bein anos kol gufer l'anos eiver echad. Perhaps Beis Shammai is mechalik between heating up water for your foot, where it's just l'tzarech eiver echad, and this case, where you're doing it to heat up your whole body, it's l'tzarech kol aguf, that Beis Shammai was meiko. I don't want Beis Hillel katani la. Or no, maybe the safe of the Mishnah is dafka according to Beis Hillel. Ava Beis Shammai lo yishani luhu, and Beis Shammai taka doesn't differentiate between anas eiver echad and anas kol aguf. So Tashema says the Gemara, we have a raya from a brisa, it's mafurish, Beshame Aimrim, Loyasa, Adam Madura, Vishami Kenegda, who Beis Hillel Matirin, Beshame says it's asr to make the Madura, and Beis Hillel says it's mutter, so it's mafurish that the safe of our Mishnah is dafka according to Beis Hillel.